Okay, this is Jim. This is message 4 of Secrets and Keys to Walking with God. And I first want to say that I really want these messages to be positive, to be uplifting, to be encouraging to all of us. I know, and please know that that's the intention. Although at the same time, when we talk about the things of God, there's two sides. You know, there's the incredibly wonderful side, but then there's the other side, which is, and Jesus talked about these things, and if somebody doesn't receive Jesus Christ, they're in a very, very difficult situation. If they died, God is the judge, but there's the other side. And also, I want to emphasize, teachings from God, when it's from God and the Holy Spirit, I do believe the teachings will lift us up higher and will be really encouraging and will be a witness to our spirit of the glorious new life we have with Jesus Christ and the glorious revelations in that, and will also be simple and will be clear and will really lift us up higher. So I want to touch on what I finished up with in message 3, the whole thing of choices. Now, we know as human beings, we have choices all the time. And somebody once even said to me, that's what it's all about, choices. So we choose, every day, many, many different things. We make the choices. And as I said, it's the big things and the little things. So, we can choose what God we will serve and follow. And if somebody fails to choose that and doesn't choose anything, then really they've made the choice not to follow, to be, to follow God and to be in God's family. So, but I also, this whole choice thing can be applied to some of the other things that I've talked about, such as repentance and faith and things like that. In other words, again, these things will be simple. Repentance is very simple. It's genuinely, honestly confessing our sins to God and doing our best to turn from them and to go the other way. And it's the intangible sins, really, that are kind of the tougher ones. But also with faith. Faith, we can make the choice to have faith, or we can choose to have doubt. So we're all working on that. But remember, everything we receive from God is by faith. We're saved by faith. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit by faith. We walk by faith. There's a whole list of all the things that we do by faith. And we, so that's one area that it just, again, God made us in His image. We have a free will, and it's really simple. Another choice that we can make is reading the Bible. And so, of course, this is a real key and a secret to walking with God is reading the Word of God, staying in the Word of God, and being open to it, and letting the Holy Spirit reveal it to us. And that's, of course, very important to not just get the mental assent, mental knowledge of the Word of God, but to really let the Holy Spirit lead us into the Word of God. And it's very simple. It's between you and Him. A tip about the Word of God, there's 5 sections of the Bible, and it's good to read some from all 5 sections every day if you can. So there's the first 5 books, that's the Law, then there's the Prophets, then there's the Psalms and Proverbs, then there's the Gospels, 4 Gospels, and then the letters. So It's good to read, if you can't do all five, some from the New Testament, some from the Old Testament every day. And back to what I was saying, though, about this, and I mentioned this earlier in one of the earlier messages, that personal relationship with God. This is a secret and a key to a walk with Him, is having your own personal secret relationship with Him, directly with you and Him. Why? Because He's a jealous God. He wants to deal with you individually, personally with you. That is a glorious revelation. And that's just the way He is. That's common sense. You know, why would it be any other way? And go with your gut instinct and common sense on things about, and that's, once we get born again, what we have, the Holy Spirit, who gives us the spirit of discernment, and we can tell, you know, where God is truly moving and where He's not. We can tell if somebody is, maybe if somebody is just kind of faking it, or if they really are, you know, have a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We have a spirit of discernment, and the Holy Spirit will lead us to, you know, for example, the right place to be in fellowship. That's and into, if he's calling us into ministry. So, finish up quick. I'll keep this message shorter than normal, but I just wanted to touch on those things. Thanks.